Hello, I thought let's do this month's podcast in Welsh.
Mae llawer I fynd drwyddo, felly os gwelwch yn dda, ceciw.
Then I thought, no, let's not bother. Thank you, Kekkel. I mean, Cecil. May already. I may repeat myself with some of this news, but I'd rather tell you twice than forget to tell you at all.
Round up!
Yes, I'm halfway through Doctor Who and the Cybermen, or the Moon Base as it was on telly. I don't know when I'll finish it, but I shall post it on the website as soon as I do. I'm sorry if you can hear drilling outside. I'm not sure if it's being picked up or not, but nothing I can do about it, I'm afraid. The long-promised Dr. Clark, brand new episode, is on the website right now, this minute. A new Mrs. Jiggles, featuring a special guest star recruited from the ranks of my listeners, will be out as part of my birthday celebrations in June, I hope. In and around all this, and full steam ahead once the aforementioned is dispatched, I'm recording this year's biggie, A Murder is Announced by Agatha Christie, featuring, of course, Miss Marple. I will be releasing it in instalments, or you'll be waiting forever to hear a word of it. I know some of you like to wait until the whole story is there, though. I aim to have it completed around August time. For my Christmas release, I've decided I will give you my take on A Christmas Carol. Fortunately, Christmas is quite a while off yet, because I won't be able to start on this until I've finished A Murder is Announced. You will notice we now have an index page. It's only an Excel spreadsheet. I tried to actually embed it in the web pages, but it didn't work. So let's trial it as it is and see how we get on with it. If it's helpful, I may be able to find a way to have it as text on one of the web pages, even if I can't embed the spreadsheet, though that would be more fiddly updating it. But anyway, let me know how you like it and if it's useful to you. I am still moving stories from the folders onto the web pages, and you should notice more stories are there now on the web pages. Some which were links or only audio files are now full-blown videos as well, the new Dr. Clark being an example of that. To all my Story Club members, I love you all. Some of you do deserve some special thanks for your help, support and encouragement. It's not been the easiest year, and taking time out to read these stories has often been what's kept me sane. And yes, I am. Dr. Clark says I'm as sane as he is, so there. So, thank you. And to everyone for following me and sticking with me through thick and thin. Ah, enough of all that. What was I going to tell you last time? Oh, yes. So, don't you hate people that start sentences with so? And who get easily distracted. Oh yes, I was around 15 years old and in Winchester, behind the scenes, officially, long story, of a BBC drama being filmed in the courtroom of Winchester. It was tea break, provided of course, see earlier podcast, and a tall, stocky, late middle-aged man in barrister robes and wig was chatting to a wiry youngish chap in Edwardian middle-class type garb. Two actors, obviously, from a play. Now, I'd already seen the cast list on the script, long story, don't ask, and I recognised a few names, Thorley Walters being one of them. I had a very old head on my shoulders for a 15-year-old. A pop star of the day, doubt I'd have known them from Adamant, but ageing British film actor Thorley Walters, no problem. And there was the great man, sipping tea out of a plastic cup. Do you remember those little plastic cups, thin plastic, boiling hot tea in them? You couldn't hold them. Anyway, sipping tea out of a plastic cup and chatting to this other actor. The other actor became quite famous and was already playing the lead here. I certainly would have recognised him a few years later. So, I'd been told I could get a tea if I wanted, long story, although only a guest and possibly a nuisance. But I saw I would have to pass Mr. Walters. He was already eyeing me out of the side of his, well, eye, suspiciously. Maybe, he thought, I wanted an autograph. Well, I would, but I would never have dared ask him, and this was not my intention now. Or maybe he just wondered why I was there. Too long a story to tell him, even if he asked. But then the signal came for everyone to go back. Horror! They had to walk right past me. He gave a sort of not unfriendly grunt, I think, and disappeared. The other man put his cup down and gave a general smile, which I claim as my own, before vanishing too. Not much of a Thorley Walters story, but I still tingle to think I sort of met him and the other chap. I suppose this could be the story of how I met the other chap. Who was he, you ask? Oh, yes. It was the legendary Howell Bennett. Or it could be the story of how I missed my tea. Well, that's all we've got time for this month. Must get on. Keep your eyes and ears open for updates and visit the website as often as you can. What was the name of that serial I watched being filmed in Winchester, I also hear you ask? Well, I'm sure based on the information I've already given you, a little Googling will be able to solve that mystery. But I'll leave you with its theme tune by the excellent Ron Grainer. Until next time, bye-bye.